Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure.
And whatever comes our way. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space.
I like smoking lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of your guns at once and
explode into space. I can fly so high, I never wanna die.
Born to be wild.
And we're wild. You're listening to live, wild, born teleprompter, globalist free, wild. Talking point, free media. Baby, you're stuck in here with me. I watch the clips, I read the news, I interview the experts, I talk to you, and I say whatever the hell I want. Woo! And they don't like it. And guess what? I don't do any market research. I don't look into what you want or what you think. Because I already know you think just like me. I didn't need to see big, giant scientific polls came out the last few months. A new one out today. That the confidence in mainline corporate medicine has plunged from 71.5% to 40.1%. In just the last 4 years. I could have told you that the majority of people don't trust your ass. What do I say? It's 30-some percent still believe the government and the corporations are friends. And some still have a little extra, you know, confidence in the medical system because there are a lot of good doctors and nurses and practitioners and people. But the top is very bad. And I'm always coming up with a number of 30-something percent. Well, this is 40.1. Yeah. I mean, I don't need to read a poll. I go all over the country. And I talk to people. And I'd say most of these folks just don't want to tell a major pollster group that they hate the medical system. So I bet it's 25% actually in reality. They have studies on that. That's why Trump keeps winning, even though some of the polls say he's not that much ahead. Well, that's because people are scared to say I'm supporting Trump. Hospital purgatory, confidence in healthcare plunges as criticism grows louder and larger. Hospital review. And what's their answer? Well, these COVID shots actually erase your immune system and make you sick. That's admitted. So we just want you to try to pressure parents to give their newborn baby a COVID shot and then two more by the time they're 9 months old. Yeah, I'm sure that baby having a heart attack or being brain damaged, that'll really make people love the medical system. I don't need to read a poll or a study to know. You'll be at 5% support pretty soon. And before the COVID shots rolled out, I was in Phoenix fighting where they were stealing the election days after the election. Flew out there at the White House behest. And I come out of the Westin at like 7 a.m. There's a park right there, and I'm going to shoot some videos. The sun's coming up. A sculpture park right in front of the Westin in Phoenix. And I'm sitting out there while I make phone calls and stuff and shoot some different reports for about 45 minutes, drinking coffee, and I see a bus drive by. And it says, soon nanotech will be in the shots and cure all disease. This is before the shots roll out. A couple months. And then I'm out there about 30 minutes later, another bus. By. And it says, strokes and heart attacks are common to children. They're quite normal. And I went on air that day and I said, I'm seeing buses everywhere. And we later caught video of it. Because I'm like, get that. And it had already driven by. But later we're out the car window catching them again. We showed, look at this. And since then, you can just Canada, the UK, Australia, billboards everywhere. It's quite normal to have heart attacks. And there's TV ads, you know, oh, you didn't know you really been having heart attacks since you were a year old. But now you're 15 and you have a heart attack. But we've got drugs and surgery. You'll be okay. they know what they're doing. And once you learn what the propaganda is, and I remember 15 years ago, I went to the mall, you know, a couple times a year, and there were just half the stores had women in burkas on the posters. It wasn't a woman in a bathing suit or a guy with a tennis racket or a guy with a football or a happy family out at the park with the clothes on from Banana Republic or whatever. Everywhere it was women in burkas. And I went, well, we're about to see just tons of Muslims brought in. And then now you go to the mall and it's like half Muslims, the same mall, Martin Creek Mall. And women with full burkas, you go in a restaurant, they're eating spaghetti under it. See, 15 years ago, they got the signs up. And then 15 years later, they're everywhere. In fact, if you go to Barton Creek Mall on a Saturday or Sunday, it's like an Islamic festival. It's like gang members and Muslims everywhere. Go see for yourself. And I said then, watch, they're going to, I don't need to know. Well, whenever you, it's called ESG. The corporations order the other ones, the big ones, the BlackRocks order the companies, you're going to do this. And now it's out in the open and admitted. We knew 20 years ago, 30 years ago, that every hero was a woman. Women always kicked the guy's ass in every movie. And I said, Hollywood's given an order out. And then it came out 15 years ago, 16 years ago, that for video games and movies, they gave them an order to always show women as smarter and better. And I have Paul Ehrlich, top depopulation globalist in 1979 on national TV. I played the clip probably 10 times saying, we're going to start next year making all the role models stupid and bad and all the fathers bad and make the family look bad so families break up and there's not as many children. Would you like to see him say it again? Or just go to X or YouTube. I mean, Paul Ehrlich talks about anti-family messages or anti-male messages. Paul Ehrlich, 1979 on TV. That should pull it up. Who's that guy he was on with? He was the guy that interviewed all the movie stars. What's that guy's name? He went on Jimmy Carson and said similar crap. So I'm like, okay, there's billboards and buses everywhere. And as soon as I got back to Austin, a month later, I saw him here. I'm like, okay, well, these shots definitely cause heart attacks and strokes. And then we got the, right around the same time, the same month, we get the CDC document on their own website. Adverse predictions from the shot will be heart attacks, myocarditis, blood clots, strokes, infertility, cancer. Yeah, that's, yep, I think that's the show. He's on another one, too. That's the interview. What's the name of it? I'm not going to play it again, but just put the name of the interview up so everybody can go see it that wants to. That's your homework, folks. You can read his books. I've read them, too. Population bomb, all of it. You guys found the video. I just want to know what the name of the video is so I can tell listeners the source of it. Thank you. Find it on X, find it on YouTube, let me know. So the point is that that's where we are. You just need to minimize where you got the clip, or maybe it's already the computer. Maybe that's why you can't show me where. It's in the system. That's what I figured. Great job, crew. Well, then I better just play it. Well, let me think about it. I got guests coming up and all this news. So, that's where we are. When they're rolling out something new, and they're about to do something, they pre-program it. So, Biden steals the election, first press conference press secretary had. She said, there's white supremacists everywhere. They're going to kill everyone. Trump supporters are terrorists. We need to arrest them all. I can play it again if you want. This is in late January 2021. And then he puts out a report in June the next year that white supremacists are everywhere. He defines it as anybody that questions lockdowns, open borders, checkpoints, force shots. And then now they say the white supremacists are about to strike. And now you've seen some of that. So they tell you what they're going to do before they do it. So here we go. Trust in doctors and hospitals plummets. A new paper from the Journal of American Medicine analyzes survey respondents in the U.S. over the period of time right after COVID pandemic started 2020 to 2024. So it's an exhaustive study. It reveals significant decline in trust in physicians and hospitals, dropping from 71.5 in April 2020 to 40.1 in January 2024. Lower trust levels were strongly associated with reduced likelihood in receiving COVID-19 vaccinations and boosters. Total shocker, right? And again, the same month in October, in Germany, in England, in Australia, in New Zealand, in Canada, in the U.S., and in Mexico, we confirmed. As soon as I saw that on buses, I went and Googled it and saw ads on TV saying it's quite normal to have heart attacks and strokes in children when it's not, and blood clots, because they wanted you to already hear that. So when it happened, well, that's quite normal. They wanted to break the ice with you, kind of like a pedophile first talks to a kid, touches him, gives him presents, makes him feel secure, tells him little secrets. Hey, we've got a special relationship. So that's what they do. And it's the same thing, and it's all premeditated and so damn evil. Now, is the average doctor in on this? No. But when Klaus Schwab goes, a cyber attack will make COVID lockdowns look like a minor inconvenience. He's telling you what's coming. So he's the hero that predicted it when it happens. So I've got so much here. Let me, I'm just trying to pick which first. It's not lack of news. It's too much news. I meant to get to this yesterday, but I want to comment on it now because now we know more. They've now responded. Last week, Crowder gets the undercover video of the UN official, also one of their, the head of their legal department in public affairs, saying 99% of our work's pure crap. Everybody hates us. We're involved in all this horrible behavior. We're so scared of Trump, we think he'll abolish the UN. He comes out the next day and says, I was just joking, and the UN officially responds. Well, now they get the head of public affairs, not even a spokesperson, the head of public affairs for arguably the most powerful arm of the DOJ, the Southern District of New York. It's either that or D.C. They're both. You can argue who's the most powerful and who's the most corrupt. But they're like, you know, who's more powerful, Godzilla or Megalon? I mean, it just comes down to, you know, comes down to that. So here we are. And so they have the head of public affairs saying the persecution of Trump is purely political and it's a miscarriage of justice. Now, we already all know that. The people that persecuted him ran on persecuting him and said they would. I'm running to put him in prison. We're going to find something, said Letitia James. And I'm going to get the NRA, and I'm going to get Trump, and I'm going to get everybody, and they are. Now, it's a 13-minute report. I'm not going to get to the whole thing. I'm going to play a few minutes of it. It's already out there. It's already gone viral, but it's important to understand that they've now responded. And he said, I was just showing off to a girl. Oh, kind of like they were doing a child trafficking investigation in D.C. and just happened in their investigation to run into this CIA FBI operative, former FBI, now CIA, who talked about the operation about setting me up in the media and trying to take me off the air. And, you know, that's what you do. It's funny when you do these sex pervert investigations or potential pervert, you just tend to run into other stuff. That's how they found that. Well, and Crowder's people they work with found that. That was kind of like a little table scrap they gave me of the stuff they have. Now, the new one isn't the UN admitting they're a total fraud. It's the head of public relations, high level. That's like the fourth most powerful position. I looked it up in the District of Southern New York. Just saying, yeah, it's total fraud. Here it is.
You stacking charges and like rearranging things just to make it fit a case, make the case is nonsense. It's a perversion of justice.
To make him a convict, a convicted felon. It affects his candidacy if he's a convicted felon.
It's a travesty of justice, a mockery of justice.
Let me be clear about something on the outset. The person you'll be watching today is not the bad guy here. Unwitting whistleblower? Yeah. Nicholas Biasi is the chief of public affairs for the Department of Justice's Southern District of New York. Something you may be familiar with, and the most prominent federal trial court in America.
Those felonies did nothing to stop Trump from running.
No, in fact, they made him more relevant.
Did that backfire?
Sure did.
And the whole thing is disgusting. They're just out to get him.
And that's why, like, the surging of the public is, you know, it's a perversion of justice. But he was stacking charges and, like, rearranging things just to make it fit a case. No, to be honest with you, I think the case is nonsense.
State levels, I think.
Wild West. They're like idiots. They don't care. They're all political. So yeah, this guy's probably going to try to lock him up. And there is going to be, it's going to be ugly. They're so obsessed with getting him.
All right, the full report's up on Infowars.com, LouderWithCrowder.com. It's on Real Alex Jones on X. Want to see the whole thing? You know, the audio's decent, but really not good for AM radio. We're on a lot of AM and FM stations, so I'm going to stop there. But he just goes on and on because he's not a crook. And he goes, these people are idiots. It's the Wild Wild West. They're just making stuff up. They change the cases in the middle of it. Double jeopardy. It's all a fraud. It's incredible. So moving on from that, Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office spokesman blasts D.A. Bragg over Trump prosecution and secret recording. The case is nonsense. Politically motivated. They're a bunch of idiots. Because he goes, it's going to get ugly. They're not going to get away with it, folks. It's ridiculous. Trump runs his businesses so clean, it's redonkulous. Trump is Mr. Clean, ladies and gentlemen. And so am I, by the way. I mean, I don't try to be a Boy Scout. I just am. Except in the past, in the liquor department and the woman department. And I've just admitted who I am. And I did abortions, you know, when I was a teenager. And I repented of it. And God's forgiven me. And I still feel terrible about it. But that's my crimes. That's what I do wrong. I straight shoot. And so does Trump. And they just can't stand it. Meanwhile, we've got this clip. Biden administration admits himself that Inflation Reduction Act was wrongly named, should have named it what it was, a giant carbon tax power grab. $369 billion smackers, clams, shimolies, greenbacks, given to a select buddies like the head of the Department of Energy, who had a secret email and lied about getting massive amounts of money herself from these contracts. The solar panels, all of this crap that doesn't work, that's nothing compared to coal or natural gas. And now they've got TV ads everywhere with people sitting around tables going, I love nuclear. Yeah, it's really good. We all need more nuclear. Yeah, we need nuclear like we need a cancer. They never run the damn nuclear plants right, folks. There are constant disasters. Every damn one of them is leaking. The new ones are just as dangerous. They're going to build 20 little ones for every big one. And the chances of problems are even bigger. And then all, oh my God, but I'm digressing. Here, but now it's like the liberal thing. I'm a Democrat. I love World War III and I love nuclear power. But I hate that carbon dioxide plants breathe, that naughty, naughty gas. All right, let's go to Biden.
My investments, that through my investments, the most significant climate change law ever. And by the way, it is a $369 billion bill. It's called the we should have named it what it was. But at any rate.
All right. So there he is. Let me now. Let me get the pooty poot stuff out of the way. That's what W. Bush called him. And then we will drill into the fake job numbers and a bunch of huge economic news. I'm not talking about the fake job numbers a month ago, the 818,000 plus fake jobs that they knew and lied about. So the worst jobs since the Depression. That was for the last year before. Now we've gotten the next 2 months. You go, wait, you said it was from a month ago. Well, the numbers only go back to 2 months ago. So then we got the next month's numbers. It's always a month behind, and they faked those to a massive number. In fact, the rate of faking was as big or bigger for per capita month. So we've got that coming up and a bunch of other economic news. But let's play this clip. This is Putin says he picks Kamala Harris as who the Russians support. And you can say this is a joke, tongue-in-cheek. They're all laughing, but it turns out Biden was on the Russian payroll, and so was his son. And because they're vending machines. I wouldn't even call him a Russian agent. He's just mainly a Chi-Com agent. Think of Biden like a NASCAR, and it's got all these sponsor stickers on it, but the Russians are like a little sticker on the door. But the globalist and BlackRock are on the roof, and the thing on the hood, the big sponsor, is CCP. We should create a Biden NASCAR. Can one of the graphics people do that? And I want, like, ADL, Soros, you know, on one door, and NAMBLA is a little sticker on another door, and Planned Parenthood is another sticker. But the one on the roof needs to be BlackRock Deep State, and then the one on the hood needs to say CCP and a picture of Xi Jinping. Can we create that? Or maybe Biden in a NASCAR outfit, and it says CCP right here, and his head's turned, the helmet says Deep State, and then on his arm patch it says BlackRock. He can be wearing kind of a cod piece that says NAMBLA. You know, we can have a ADL on his ass. Maybe on his legs, you know, have something like open borders or something, child trafficking. But because you need to see it that way. That's how it is with Biden. Actual, you know, just vending machine. And that's how the Russians see these guys. And you know, we need to put on Biden, maybe on his stomach, Russian Federation, or maybe Putin's face. Let's go ahead and roll it.
That if we can name a favorite candidate, it used to be Joe Biden, but now he is not participating in the election campaign, and he recommended all his allies to support Ms. Harris. So that is what we are going to do. So it was, well, he said that we should, that is why we should also do that. Well, her laugh is so fascinating. It means that everything is good, and if everything is good, it means that, for instance, if we're speaking about Joe Biden, there are so many sanctions against Russia introduced, and if everything is good with Ms. Harris, maybe she'll refrain herself from such measures, or maybe she'll change them. So in the end, it will be the choice of the U.S. people, and we will respect this choice.
That's a very complex thing. It's a joke at one level because obviously they hate him, but they actually are by him because you can. All right, coming up, the economic news. I've got a bunch of military news. I've got more on the health front that's incredible. And central bank digital currency news as well. And then next hour, we're doing the deep dive on Russiagate 2.0 and why it's even more dangerous than last time. With Robert Barnes coming up. Please stay with us. You're the Paul Revere. Share the live links. Tell folks about the local station. Please get new listeners. That's how we win. Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
How's it going, Harry?